From the advertising media capital of the world, New Milford, Connecticut, wherever that is. This is Mostly Automotive Marketing with Matt Wilson.
Hello, you all. Welcome to Mostly Automotive Marketing with Matt Wilson, sporting my new Eric Church hat today. I got to tell you, the Chief has the best merchandise. I love it. This is like wood or something. I don't know. Anyway, welcome to another episode of Mostly Automotive Marketing with Matt Wilson, brought to you by Stoke Cold Brew. It's not. But how cool would it be if I had a Stoke sponsorship? Anyway, in today's episode of Mostly Automotive Marketing, we're going to be talking about subscription services, not Netflix or Hulu or Stitch Fix or any of the other 8,000 subscription services that I basically use to run my life, but vehicle subscription services, which of course we know are super popular and becoming more and more popular as time goes on. So my guest today is from Finn, the head of subscription pricing and TCO at Finn, capital F-I-N-N. Not sure if you've heard of Finn, but we're going to make sure you do today and talk subscription services. Emmanuel Claybar joins me on Mostly Automotive Marketing. Hello, Emmanuel. How are you?
Hello, I'm doing great. It was a beautiful long weekend.
So, yeah. Oh, my gosh. Tell me about it. Now, where are you located at?
I'm living in Hoboken, New Jersey, and our headquarters is in Manhattan.
Now, excellent. Now, yeah, the great weather coming up here. Summertime starts tomorrow at the time of this recording, although it'll be a week ago by the time this recording comes out. So that makes no sense. And I should edit that part out, but I'm not going to bother to anyway. So talk to us about Finn, F-I-N-N, your logo's all caps. I love the logo. And subscription services has been something that we've talked about on this podcast a bunch in the past. Talk a little bit about this. Before we talk about Finn, talk a little bit about the subscription service current landscape.
Yeah, so I think there's been regional players. There's one well-known player on the east and on the west. There's some player on the east. And we, I think, so far are the number one player in Germany and in the US from the size of our fleet. There's more and more companies coming, and there's like a one big distinguisher. It's like the one brand versus the multi-brand services, right? There's been OEMs trying to get into it, BMW, Volvo, and then there's more and more multi-vehicle or multi-brand subscriptions, and we are offering multi-brands. So we build a platform that can list and where we can offer every brand possible, every brand you can imagine, which of course makes it easier to attract customers and makes it way simpler for our customers to find the car that they want.
Have the OEMs figured out a way to make a subscription service profitable for them, do you think?
I can't speak on the profitability of the OEMs, but what I know is that their home turf, of course, is the leasing, the classical financing, are the 36 months, some going into the 24 months leases, right? But the typical subscription service, I think a couple of them already backed out again. So I don't think that anyone has figured out yet the clue to profitability, to be fully honest.
Like coming from the customer standpoint, I was checking out your website and I saw a Jeep Grand Cherokee L on there, which is what I have. And I was looking at the cost of it and it was pretty similar to what my current payment is on my Jeep Grand Cherokee L. And I got to thinking like, okay, well, insurance is included, right? Is that true?
Yes, you got everything included. You got roadside assistance, insurance, registration. The only thing you have to pay is a subscription payment each month, and you're covered.
Now, is there a mileage? Because like I'm putting a bunch of miles on. So my Jeep is a lease, and I'm thinking, well, I'm going to be way over the mileage, right? So how does the mileage work?
So we have four packages at the moment: $850 per month, $1,000 per month, $1,250 per month, and $1,500 per month, and you pick. Basically, depending on which one you pick, you directly see the price, so there's no hidden cost. Mm-hmm. If you go over, it's also directly listed there. So depending on the price of the car, we have an overage charge. But usually, I hope that the customer select the package that fits most for them. But in case someone goes over,
what's the inventory like? Like what's your nationwide American inventory?
of course, when we started, it was tough for us, right? We started in the US roughly 2 years ago, coming straight into supply crisis. So we kind of had to take what we could get. At the moment, we're offering mostly like domestic brands, Chevy, and we got some pickup trucks, we got some Nissans usually, and we're working on getting more and more brands. So if you compare our European website or German website, there we have like 20 plus brands to the US, we still have to catch up a little bit, but our ambition is to offer everything as soon as possible.
What about electric vehicles, EVs?
I'm someone who's really like an ambassador for EVs and really likes driving them. I don't like charging them necessarily, but I like driving them. I think this platform and our concept is the ideal scenario for a customer to get to know an EV, because you got like 6 months, a year, you can test it, there's no commitment, then you can just see if the EV fits your lifestyle. So from my perspective, I would love to offer more and more EVs. It's just a little bit challenging with the regulatory environment and with the price changes you had on the Teslas. Everyone is a little bit nervous in the market right now, so that makes it a little bit difficult to offer them at a price where it would make sense for us. But we're working on it.
Yeah, for me, I was thinking about like, okay, like how would a subscription service apply to like a regular person like myself, right? And my thought was, okay, like, so, you know, I have a nanny that helps out with the kids in the afternoon. So the nanny's driving the kids around, burning a bunch of gas all the time in her personal vehicle. And I was like, man, if I had a second vehicle that was an electric car and then I was paying for the subscription or charging it and she wasn't paying for gas, like that would be a win-win. But I'm not going to go out and buy an electric vehicle right now. I'm not going to buy another car. I don't need another car. So, you know, I was thinking that's a practical application for people, especially people who live in an urban environment, but it would work for me. You drive the kids around town, you 25, 50 miles, and then bring it home and plug it into the garage.
Absolutely. So we sometimes call it the most joyful and least hassle test drive you can have in your life. It's a very long test drive, right, with considerably low financial commitment, because you don't have to make a down payment. You know when your term ends, you know exactly what you need to pay per month, and we take care of everything else. We deliver it to your door even, right? So your nanny could take the car and go right away.
Excellent. You can bring the electric Volkswagen by anytime you want. So what's the most popular like subscription length? Are people doing the shorter lengths, the longer lengths, like, and what are the benefits of those?
So in the US so far, what we see, it's a little bit of a split between 6 and 12 months, depending on what we offer as well. In Germany, we see people going towards 12 months. Like that's the sweet spot. We had 24 months offered, we had 6 months offered, we had 9 months offered, and most of the customers go for 12 months, because I think that's like the sweet spot where you, from a pricing perspective and from a, I want to have the car a considerable amount of time, where they think this is the best fit for them.
Yeah. So who's your customer primarily? Is it a person? Is it tier three, tier two, tier one? And who do you want that customer to be down the line?
So I mean, everyone who we can, whose life we can make easier with our subscription service, right, is a welcome customer. We have a B2B program which just started that in the US recently. So for small businesses, medium sized businesses, they can approach us, and we have a B2C platform. And generally, our customers, so we don't really compete with dealerships. We see us more as a partner. So our customers are usually in segments, age-wise, and that is difficult to address for an OEM or for a dealership. So those are like entry-level buyers or people that have a lot of change in their life, right, that usually would probably buy a used car and like every 3 years get a new used car. But we don't fish in the pond of the classic new car buyer. We rather see it as an enabler. So you get, for example, a Blazer with us for 6 months, and then you realize, okay, I think I want to try another Chevy. And then they figure out, okay, Chevy is going to be my brand. Now I'm going to go to a dealership, or now I'm going to go in the used car market and buy a Chevy. So we are like the entry level, I would say, for the brands.
Yeah, and I could see that making sense for, like you said, life changes. You're moving, your family gets bigger, you know, you're sell your car, or there's a car, unfortunate car accident or something, or a tree falls on your car in a hurricane and you're like, you know what? I'm not going to, like, let's find our next option, an easier way, and not have to go through the whole shopping process and whatnot.
Yeah. So, I mean, this is also one of the things I'm like, I worked for an OEM before, right? And I'm super proud of our platform, like giving the customer the chance to check out within 5 minutes and then the car is being delivered within a week. That is just like something from a service perspective that you cannot find that anywhere else. I mean, if you do mystery shopping, dealerships do a great service, right? But you need to spend a considerable amount of time in a dealership, and having the chance to check out within 5 minutes, upload your driver's license, and then you're done is just something.
Yeah. I mean, it's no secret there's a lot of friction in the purchasing process at car dealers. It's not a secret. And we know that, and dealers know, and we want to shrink that friction down, but it's difficult, especially with the amount of paperwork that goes into it. Yeah, exactly. Emmanuel, so tell me a little bit about how you see Finn evolving in the next, you know, 1, 3, 5 years.
So, yeah. So our big brother, Germany, they've gotten now to a fleet size of 20,000 units, are clearly the number one, I think, in Europe. And in the US, we started slowly, right? We started on the East Coast. We started at a time of supply shortage. So for us, there's two main focus areas. Broaden our geographical range. We currently are limited in the Northeast. And then, of course, broaden the depth of our offering. The more brands we can collaborate with, the more partners we can collaborate with, the better our platform is going to become. And I think those are the two main focus areas from my perspective for us over the next 2 to 3 years.
On the website right now, super, super easy to follow, super user-friendly. You know, OEM websites, you know, not knocking on OEMs, but listen, I come from a tier three Nissan group as the marketing director. There's no secret. Not saying anything bad, but the site looks super easy to navigate. Got my zip code in here. Find cars that are available for me. Little Ram 1500. I like that. Chevy Blazer. Now you're talking. A Traverse. I like it. I like it. Emmanuel Claybar from Finn. Joining us on Mostly Automotive Marketing with Matt Wilson. Anything else you want to chat about? Anything you want to add before we wrap it up?
Yeah, I mean, like, what's your car? You told me the Tesla would be great, but you like the pickups as well. What do you think is missing on the platform right now?
I don't see any electric vehicles in my area right now. Anyway, which for me, like I said, like with the nanny story is kind of like, you know, I see an opportunity there for someone like me who probably is like, I'd be interested to know if an electric vehicle fits into my life, right? I used to work at the Nissan Group and I would take home a Nissan Leaf occasionally. And I took one home in the winter and I thought, okay, I got plenty of time. Well, I had to stop at Walmart. I had to stop, you know, at another store, and I was 10 miles from work and I had 6 miles of charge left and I was freaking out and I had the range anxiety and I had the heat off and I was like all on top of the solar heated steering wheel to stay warm. And I was like, forget it, I'm out. But now that I do, you know, I live in a different place now, but I do a lot of driving around town and I'm 15 minutes from town, but that's 9 miles. So I do a lot of like 10 miles into town. You got to pick up the kids at school. You got to go to the pharmacy. You got to go to baseball practice. You got to get dinner and then you got to come home. So I'm like, all right, I think an electric vehicle could fit into my life, but I'm not going to go out and buy an $85,000 Tesla right now because maybe it doesn't fit into my life. So I see that personally as an area of opportunity, because I think that's how it would work for me. And I don't know if that's the case with other people, probably more in urban environments. I mean, my town has a charger downtown, but I would charge it at my house overnight, most likely. So that's what I see. Now, that's only because I don't see any electric vehicles available in my zip code. You may have that. That may be available, you know, in other zips, but that's just what I see from. That's the first thing I notice. The pickup is cool. I don't have a pickup truck, so, and I like pickup trucks. So that's an opportunity too, you know?
maybe we can make something happen for you.
Now you're talking. Now you're talking my language. You know, the other thing I was thinking about was 4x4s. All right, like I live in Connecticut. Your PR guy, your guy Kevin, lives in Connecticut. It snows a lot here. Not this year, but if you don't have a 4x4, and you don't want to go out and buy one, maybe that's an idea. You get one for a year. What's the shortest subscription available?
At the moment, it's in the US. It's 6 months. In Germany, it's even flex. So we have a month-to-month one.
Yeah, I mean, you live in the Northeast, 6 months, like, okay, I'm going to get a car for, you know, the winter, and I'm going to drive it because of the weather, or I know we're going to be going up north this year. We're going to go to skiing in Vermont, or we're going to go to New Hampshire. You know, more cost-effective, it would seem like, than renting a car for that time frame. You don't have to go out and buy an SUV.
I mean, everything we can do to make it easier and more convenient for customers to access cars is what we're trying to do. We also partner with dealers, by the way. So if those cars return, right, then they are usually in a very good state, had one owner, and then we try to get them back in the franchise network. So we don't try to sell them aside or anywhere. We really want to work with the OEMs and the dealers and keep those cars in the network.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Is it kind of like a wholesale or gets sold right to the dealer, or like how do you?
So usually like the concept that we have is it's called pre-sale. So we have some dealers and you, every dealer I tell it in the first conversations, they are shocked, but we have some dealers, they order the cars with us. So we say, okay, what do you want to have in the car that you can sell it best in the used car market? You say you put a value on the car, we do the calculation, does it make sense for both of us? And then as soon as the car comes from subscription, the dealership gets similar to maturity schedule, right? They get the cars back, they get the CR, they get the mileage, and they can sell them directly to their customers. So we have those type of contracts. And usually the closer we get to subscription end, the fewer cars are left, because most of the smart ones fished them out in the beginning.
So a lot of my listeners are dealers, right? General managers, executive managers, marketing people. So how do they like get involved in that process with Finn?
Reach out to me. I have the pleasure at the moment to also lead the remarketing team. So if there's any interest, any need for like 6 to 12 months cars, one owner, 10,000 miles, we are there for you.
Emmanuel, this has been educational. I see that you were at BMW North America and BMW Financial Services. So obviously, you know your automotive. This isn't some it's a tech company, but it's not some tech company that's not run by automotive people, which I think is important, because a lot of situations, these are tech companies and the guys don't know anything about auto.
Yeah.
But not in this case.
We have great people. I mean, we have wonderful people from all types of industries, but we also have a lot of automotive knowledge. So we try to get very good people from various industries together to make that happen.
Emmanuel Klebar, I appreciate the time, and thanks for joining me.
Thank you, and let's get you into a pickup truck from Finn.
The electric vehicle.
Electric, okay, electric. Then
I need it for my nanny. She doesn't need a pickup truck. That'd be like giving her a raise if I gave her a car that didn't take gas. Then I don't have to give her any money.
Perfect.
Emmanuel, thanks for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You too. There you go. A little chat about subscription services with Emmanuel Klebar. He's the head of subscription pricing and TCO at Finn, FINN. Check it out online. Trying to do more episodes. It's so hard. Work is so busy. Kids are so busy. But I'm going to make an effort to put out episodes more regularly. So thanks for checking out Mostly Automotive Marketing with Matt Wilson. I appreciate it. More episodes coming soon.
Mostly Automotive Marketing with Matt Wilson is brought to you by... Wait, this guy has sponsors? Oh, never mind. This sheet of paper's blank. No sponsors. That makes more sense. For updates, info, future episodes, and more, follow on Twitter, subscribe on YouTube, like on Facebook, and connect on Frackle. You guys made that last one up. That's not even a thing, Frackle. Come on.